This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. While ground fighting tapered off today in southern Lebanon, the air war continues there, with Israel pounding suspected Hezbollah bases. And on this 17th day of the conflict, Hezbollah gunners sent more rockets into northern Israel. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Israeli warplanes hit more than 125 targets in Lebanon late yesterday and early this morning in an effort to knock out Hezbollah communications and prevent weapons from moving into the south of the country. Eastern parts of the Bekaa Valley, a Hezbollah stronghold, were attacked, taking out buildings and suspected storage sites for long-range missiles. A Lebanese army base and several radio towers in the north of the country were also hit. Three truck drivers were killed as Israel continued to target vehicles it suspected were trying to shuttle weapons into the south, especially vehicles coming in from Syria. Lebanon's Truck Drivers Association says hundreds of trucks have been destroyed since the fighting began July 12th. The association says the transport trucks and pickups have been trying to move food and relief supplies around the country. The Lebanese government is negotiating with the United Nations to secure a humanitarian corridor to allow the trucks to pass on specific routes. Meanwhile, an aid convoy was able to reach several villages in South Lebanon that have come under heavy bombardment for more than 2 weeks. A spokesman with the International Committee of the Red Cross says aid teams found families hiding in mosques, schools, and churches. Some are too afraid to move. Others think they can ride out the worst of the fighting. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Beirut.